Now, I'm going to quiz you firstly on some national subjects and some subjects that I know are important to people when we've asked our listeners. Now, I want to start with the economy. It's a big concern. To sort it out, even before anything new you promise, it's going to cost a lot. So it's going to be cuts in services, higher taxes, or more borrowing. How are you going to improve the economy?
Yeah, exactly. It's a cracking question. Instead of hiking up taxes, our plan is focused on getting the economy growing. That's what we're aiming at. It's about reforming planning to get investment moving, build things more quickly, speed up the transition to cleaner power, and open up home ownership to a new generation to really move the economy. That's what we're planning to do. This all undergirded by some tough fiscal rules. Two of those fiscal rules are this: that the current budget moves into balance, so day-to-day costs are met by revenues, and the debt needs to be falling as a share of the economy by the fifth year of the forecast. So, you know, this is our plan for the economy, and it's not based on just putting up taxes. In fact, the Labour Party are committed to not putting up income tax, not putting up national insurance, and not putting up VAT in the first term of office, and don't intend to.
I want to talk about the NHS, and we're going to touch these subjects with all of the candidates we talked to this week. But there's a lot of problems in the NHS: long waiting lists, difficulty getting a GP appointment, hard to find an NHS dentist, long waiting times for an ambulance in A&E, junior doctors' strikes continuing. What are you going to do specifically to fix the NHS, or are you?
No, I totally agree with you. In fact, we had our shadow health secretary come to Stoke-on-Trent just this week, West Street, to talk about dentistry. You know, the Labour Party's plan is for 40,000 more appointments per week to reduce the waiting times, and also a dentistry package including 700,000 urgent appointments. So it's absolutely high on our priority list. Fixing the NHS is something that will benefit everybody.
And in terms of, for example, getting an NHS dentist, we know there are issues in pharmacy as well. We're hearing from pharmacy chains that the contract is effectively broken and pharmacies are losing money. How are you going to deal with some of those sort of NHS contractors that aren't necessarily in the core NHS?
Well, West Streeting is putting together a new dentistry rescue plan, and that's what he was talking about the other day. I mean, I myself need a dentist appointment, booked it with the NHS, and it got cancelled on me, so I'm yet to rebook that, but obviously slightly busy at the moment with this.
And the junior doctor strikes, I mean, this is the strikes seem to be ongoing. I know there's still talk, even in this election period, about the strikes. How are you going to fix that? Because this has been ongoing now for about 2 years.
Yeah, that needs to be resolved. We need to get round to the table and have that conversation. It doesn't mean that you give people everything that they want. It just means that you really need to get around a table, sit down and sort it out. It can't continue. It needs to get fixed.
Let's talk about education. I mean, there were problems in schools, staff shortages, lack of money, and we hear from head teachers that that's the case. The one thing that's been in the news in the last 12 months is repairs to school buildings. What is your approach to education and some of those issues that I've highlighted?
Well, with regards repairs to school buildings.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Well, so under the previous Labour government, there was the biggest investment in schools for a long time. So Labour are committed to having good buildings for education to take place in. And so that is part of the DNA of the Labour Party. When it comes to teaching, their aim is to recruit 6,500 new teachers in key subjects. This is going to be funded through removing the tax breaks that private schools enjoy on the VAT. You're also going to have an increase in investment in breakfast clubs in primary schools. So it's, you know, Labour have a track record of, you know, building new buildings when they are needed and also delivering good services in those buildings.
I want to ask you, you mentioned there about the taxation on private schools, of course. There is a concern, and I know there are people that have already said, well, I'm going to take my kids out of private education and put them into the state sector. There is a concern then that that approach from Labour is going to mean that our state system is going to be oversubscribed. How are you going to deal with that?
Well, our state schools need the funding. I mean, I was reading a statistic today that said 93% of children are in the state system. So, you know, removing the tax breaks that they enjoy and refunding it into the state will basically be the investment that's needed there.
Let's talk about immigration. That's a big issue, of course. We've got Nigel Farage back on the campaign trail pretty much the last minute. Many people think that immigration is too high, with particular concerns about migrants arriving in boats across the channel. This has been in the news a lot recently. But then the other side of it, others are saying we need migrants to fill these jobs. What's your view and what's Labour's view on this?
Yeah, it's a really important issue. And I think something from the manifesto that doesn't seem to have been cutting through into people's minds is that in the manifesto is a processing and returns unit with 1,000 staff. You know, this is what will process people who are claiming, and to either remove them to safe countries where that needs to happen if it's not a valid claim for asylum. You know, the Rwanda policies that the Conservatives got have been criticised by their own MPs, so we shouldn't be thinking that that's a good catch-all. Basically, in the manifesto, what Labour will do is turn the page and restore order to the asylum system so that it operates swiftly, firmly and fairly, and that the rules are properly enforced. So we're going to hire additional caseworkers to clear the backlog, end asylum hotels, and this will save the taxpayer billions of pounds.
So you're processing them, and you've got a plan to process them at this side, but how are you going to stop them coming across the channel in the first place?
Right, so the border command, this is very interesting, the border command will reach out all the way throughout Europe. So this is what will be set up, it's a security arrangement, and that will disrupt the supply chain so they won't get anywhere near Calais in the first place. That is the plan. It is to work throughout Europe to disrupt the supply chain, because it's an organised piece of work that is bringing them to the coastline to get into that boat in the first place. You know, I've got confidence that Keir Starmer can do it, because he has been a director of public prosecutions. He is used to dealing with, you know, illicit activities, criminal activities, trafficking, things like this are criminal matters, and he is used to tackling those.
So all the money that's been spent on Rwanda and that plan so far, that would be scrapped under the Labour Party?
That's correct. And the point of that is the Rwanda policy is not going to work. It is not understood to work. And that money would be best spent disrupting the supply chain at source to stop it getting to the end point in the first place.
Now, we're jumping around lots of subjects here, but I want to talk about immigration and migration. One of the reasons people say we need migrants to fill jobs is because of the number of people off work or on benefits. How will you get people off work or off benefits and back into work?
So we really need to incentivise people back into work, and the Labour Party have got a new deal for workers, giving workers rights from day one. There is the opportunity for a flexible working contract where you can kind of recognise that people have maybe childcare needs that have demands here, or there's another need that has a demand there. So from day one, a worker can have a flexible working contract. There's lots of good things in the new deal for workers that should and will encourage people into work and make it more accessible for them to get into the work.
I want to talk about Brexit. Some people are blaming Brexit
for
a lot of problems. Yeah, nobody wants to talk about it.
No, come on.
I want to know where you stand. Yeah. And actually, I'm not sure where the Labour Party are with Brexit right now, because you've gone very quiet on it. What's your position on Brexit and our relationship with the EU?
Okay, so look, my position on Brexit is pretty straightforward. It's happened, it's done, we need to make it work, and that needs to be our attitude. So, you know, I disagree that the party manifesto is quiet on Brexit. You know, I was just reviewing that this morning, and I'll quote, actually, "With Labour, Britain will stay outside of the EU. But to seize the opportunities ahead, we must make Brexit work. We will reset the relationship and seek to deepen ties with our European friends, neighbours and allies. This does not mean reopening the divisions of the past. There will be no return to the single market, the customs union or freedom of movement." I'd say that was pretty clear.
So what is it you're actually going to do then to achieve that?
Yeah, so we need to really negotiate about how we can trade with our neighbours. You know, the European bloc is a big trading bloc, and we need to really just look at what we can actually do to improve the UK's trade and investment relationship with the EU. That could mean tearing down unnecessary barriers to trade. It could mean seeking to negotiate an agreement to prevent unnecessary border checks, tackle the cost of food, help touring artists. You know, there's a range of opportunities there that need to be looked at. It does need to be negotiated. We do need to get through it, but it doesn't mean going backwards.
The world has become a much more dangerous place in the last 2 years. The wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, and the increasing impacts of cyber attacks. And everybody's worried about this and where potentially Putin might stop. Our armed forces seem to be quite depleted. How are you going to keep our country safe?
So Labour do a plan to increase defence spending, but unlike the Conservatives, we're not just going to throw out, manifesto attention-grabbing headlines without costing it through.
Are you talking about the 2.5%?
Yes, because they've committed to that figure, along with another load of things that they've thrown out. But we are planning to increase defence spending, and we aim to get it up. And it needs to be costed in, it needs to be worked out, and it needs to be done. We've got an unshakable commitment commitment to NATO. We've got an unshakable commitment to the nuclear deterrent, you know, and we're standing up for our armed forces and veterans. In my own work as a councillor, I do support our local veterans charity near where I live as part of my work. And, you know, that's something that's in the DNA of Labour. It's in my DNA and we'll continue to do it.
Let's talk about the Staffordshire Moorlands, and this is what a lot of people will be wanting to know from you. What do you see as the issues in the Staffordshire Moorlands, and what is it that you're going to do for this constituency if you're elected?
Yeah, so I think that the party manifesto is really speaking to a lot of these concerns that people have in Staffordshire Moorlands. You know, things like access to dentistry, things like access to NHS and the waiting lists, things like the amount of available teachers in the schools. So I think the party's manifesto really speaks to these things, and we are all, you know, part of the UK and affected by these national matters. What I would say is change will only happen if you vote for it. The Labour Party have got an ambitious programme which is driven by a belief in the country and the potential of the country for the future. It's about economic growth, it's about getting back hope, it's about opportunity for the next generation. So what I would say is it's the change the country needs so that no one feels left behind. I live in North Staffordshire with my wife. We have two kids, although one is very grown up now. I'm a former transport manager, so I know what it is like working and making ends meet. And what Staffordshire Moorlands will get is a fully costed, fully funded, credible plan to turn the country round after 14 years of Conservative chaos. It's not just a set of policies to change Britain, but it's a reflection of how Labour has changed. So we can have stability with a changed Labour Party to turn the page and rebuild Britain. And that's the offer to Staffordshire Moorlands.
And in terms of local issues in the Staffordshire Moorlands, what do you see those as being?
Well, I think you've got your local Labour councillors doing a great job of pushing for better bus routes. After COVID, they haven't been rebuilt, and I'm looking forward to working with them to basically make those issues as best as they can be. So it's things like that.
Okay. Anything else locally that you think you'd be pushing for in Westminster on our behalf?
We need better transport, you know, but like I said at the beginning, we do need better access to NHS services. You know, a lot of people are concerned about how long it takes an ambulance to come to some part of the Staffordshire Moorlands, and they're absolutely right. The waiting list is far too long. If you look at it on an average, it's okay on a piece of paper, but in reality, if you look at it individually, it's not okay for the person waiting for an ambulance. So it's, you know, as I said at the beginning, it's the access to the NHS, it is your access to education with regards to teachers. All of these things affect us here.
There were concerns about Leek Moorlands Hospital, and I know this was at the last election, there was a single candidate standing on Save the Moorlands Hospital. I know it's something that a number of the candidates have been talking about. What do you see as the future for Moorlands Hospital? Do you see that staying open? Is that something that Labour would support, these sort of community hospitals?
I'd have to speak to Wes Streeting as to exactly what he's thinking, but I think with such an important piece of infrastructure, you need to basically protect it and look after it. You know, there's a reason that there's such a campaign around it, and it's because there's a need. And that is what the Labour Party are about, is putting services in the place of need. This is down to the DNA of the Labour Party. So with Conservatives, you basically are disconnecting need from funding. The Labour Party have a history of putting funding where the need is. That's what I think is one of the basic differentiations between the two. So, you know, I'd expect to see that carry on with Leek Hospital. And it's been really good, the work of the campaigners of all sides over the years with that.
One of the things that we're going to ask all of our candidates to do, and we've covered pretty much all of this in this interview, but this is what we're going to be putting on our website as well. So I'd like to give you 1 minute to sort of summarise why anybody listening to this right now should vote for Alistair Watson and the Labour Party on the 4th of July. Over to you.
Thank you. Well, I would say this, that change will only happen if you vote for it. You know, this election is an opportunity for change with a changed Labour Party, with a costed set of manifestos, a fully funded, credible plan to turn the country round after 14 years. And that's what you get with the Labour Party. What we need in Britain is thought through policies that work. And that is what you will get when you vote for Labour in this election. People understand the need for change. They are talking about it on the doorsteps. They're talking about it to me. They are part of the emails that people are sending in. And that's what you will get with a Labour Party in this election.
Alistair, thank you so much for your time this morning.